Joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk about that game last night is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Okay, fine. I will fire Jerry, the GM.
What? Really?
Right after, as my final act as GM, I will fire Mike McCarthy, Dak, and Mike Zimmer. Wait, I can't fire Dak? Oh, too bad. But, so I guess I'm still GM. You know, one thing I will say about Dak, Rain Dakota, is that he throws the most expensive interceptions in the entire NFL. He's very proud about that.
Yeah, it is true.
It do cost
very
you a lot.
Of it. He's really getting in touch with his inner Romo these days. I love it. I love it. But I'll be candid with you. What I'm doing right now as GM and as owner is I'm just riding it out with Dak until we can draft Dion's son next year. What's his name? Shadrach, Shakira.
Yeah.
He's on my radar. I think that he's the quarterback of the Cowboy future.
Well, but you've already committed to Dak, though.
I'm looking for every which way to get out of it.
I don't think you can.
I know I put a loophole in there somewhere. I try to put trap doors in all them contracts that I can get out of them. Morality clauses, Santa clauses, every kind of clause I can put in there. You know, I will say this. Let's look at positivities from the game. One thing I do enjoy about West Coast games is that the garbage the fans throw at me there is a little bit cleaner than what I get at Philadelphia and some of the East Coast venues.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't believe the amount of human dung I've had slung at me in that Philadelphia stadium. At least the West Coast is a little classier.
Yeah.
And you know what they say about that San Francisco capital of the world, don't you? I'm not going to say it.
Well, yeah, you better not say
I'm not going to say it.
Well, they have a better football team, too.
They do, and their coaching staff actually takes advantage of halftime to make adjustments. We always adjust the wrong way at halftime, it seems like. Did y'all notice that?
Yeah, what happened in the third quarter last night?
Well, I tell you what happened. They're in their halftime making adjustments. I called our coaching staff watching Fox News during halftime, not even in there addressing the team.
Fox News?
Yeah, doesn't Mike Zimmer look like he's always watching Fox News with them glasses down the end of his nose?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
But I was very pleased. Here's some positivities. I was pleased with CeeDee Lamb.
Yep.
CeeDee Lamb. God, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Very talented. The only thing that would make him better is if we can get him to a barber. We'd cut that wind resistance down by about 50%.
Be even faster.
I always wonder about that.
That's right. Be about 40 pounds of hair. Even faster, sir. And Brandon Aubrey. And little Jerry Duty didn't hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Did you say Jerry Duty or Jury Duty?
Jerry Duty. Isn't that what you call it?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess all your players are on Jerry Duty.
They're all on Jerry Duty. But I got a friend though who's a judge over in Tarrant County who handles a few things for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if I can arrange it for Zeke and Dell and Cook to get on a sequestered jury for about 6 weeks.
Good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do that.
And I went back and watched a little bit of a game on the DVR. Mm. And they showed me up there in that suite during the game. Good God, I'm looking old.
Oh, you're not that old looking for George, a guy in his 80s?
George, I need another facelift. Come on.
I think you're fine.
My face looking as saggy as my balls.
Well, thankfully, we've never seen those.
Looks. Oh, I'll send you a pic. Give me your telephone number. I'll text you something. It looks like frosting melting off a cake or something. My balls.
No, we don't want to see that.
Does Kyle Shanahan, doesn't he look like some kind of guy who might try to sell you a bag of weed in an alley next to a dumpster behind a strip club somewhere?
Maybe.
A little gaunt looking.
Maybe.
And I can't talk too long because we've had a family tragedies.
Okay, I think everyone's okay from the car thing, aren't they?
I got to go by the hospital to visit Jerry Jr. Did you hear that that our one of our cars got hit by a rising barricade before the game.
Yeah, yes, now what exactly happened there? And, well, and they really hurt?
It was an attempt on my life is what it was. And it missed my car and hit the one that was carrying Jerry Jr. and Charlotte Bridges and Spalding.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe I'm getting very emotional because I came so close to dying.
Okay. I don't know about that.
And so I got to get by the hospital and see him.
They're not in the hospital, are they?
No, but he's getting a penile lengthening procedure. I gave him the name of my doctor, totally unrelated to car accident. But now the only thing that really happened bad with the car accident was Jerry Jr. was crying because he spilled his juice box all over himself.
Oh dear.
And he messed up on his Paw Patrol coloring book, but it really upset him, you know. But between you and me, he ain't ever been able to stay in the lines in his coloring book, so okay. It's not like it messed up too bad.
Come on.
Well, Jean won't even hang any of his drawings on the kitchen fridge anyway. She only puts Charlotte's pictures on the kitchen fridge. Steven's pictures go on the game room fridge. Jerry Jr.'s go on the guest house garage fridge.
Nobody ever sees that.
And Veruca's pictures get put up in the fridge in the Admiral's Lounge in Little Rock.
Okay. Almost got there. Almost got to the end.
So look forward to us losing next week. Good morning,
Okay, we'll see you. There goes Jarrah.